کی میرے خواجہ کی یہ شان ہے میرے خواجہ کی
یہ شان ہے میرے خواجہ کی یہ شان ہے میرے خواجہ کی
یہ شان ہے میرے خواجہ کی یہ شان ہے میرے خواجہ کی
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیك یا رسول اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیك یا نبی اللہ وعلى آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ. It is reported in a summary of a blessed hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, the person who recites durood, salutations or salawat upon me 50 times every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The grand master of the Chishtiya spiritual order, Sayyidina Khaja Mu'inuddin Hassan Sanjari Chishti, famously known as Khaja Gharib Nawaz, the sustainer of the poor, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, on his visit to Medina Munawwara, received the honor of being called Mu'inuddin, the helper of the religion, the helper of Islam, from the king of Medina, the leader of the prophets, our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and was ordered to go to Ajmer for the sake of preaching Islam. Hence, Sayyidina Sultan al-Hind, the king of India, Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, came to Ajmer Sharif. Due to his preaching, innumerable people entered the folds of Islam, and for this reason, the ruler of the time, Prithvi Raj, became extremely annoyed. Hence, he prepared his most dangerous and terrifying magician, Ajaypal Jogi, to battle with Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Ajaypal Jogi, along with his disciples, approached Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Now, after seeing the agitation of the Muslims, Huzur Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi formed a fortress around the Muslims and ordered that no Muslim must leave this fort. On the other hand, the magician started pouring water, sending fire and pelting stones with their magical powers. But all these attacks were of no use once they reached the fortress. With the help of magic, they made thousands of snakes descend a mountain and slither towards Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and the Muslims. But as soon as they reached the fortress, all had perished. When the disciples failed, their teacher, the terrifying magician Ajaypal Jogi, started displaying different magical tricks. But on reaching close to the fort, everything used to vanish. After his failed attempts, he became very angry. He tossed his deerskin into the air, sat on it and flew very high into the sky. The Muslims got confused and worried as to what sort of troubles would he create from up there. Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi smiled at this action of his. He signaled to his blessed shoe. On receiving the signal, the shoe also flew up into the sky very fast, chasing that magician. And in no time they reached up to him and began hitting his head. He started descending as he received those hits. He came down ashamed and fell at the feet of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, and he repented from his false beliefs and became a Muslim. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. He received the beautiful Islamic name Abdullah from Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He also received great attention from Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and attained a grand rank in the ship of sainthood. He became famously known by the name of Abdullah Bayabani. When Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi first entered Ajmer Sharif, he sat under a peepal tree. This place was actually reserved for the camels of Prithvi Raj, who was the ruler of the time and of that place. The servants of the Raja came and began to be very rough with Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and rudely spoke to him that you people must leave this area, go away from here, because this place is the resting place for the camels of the Raja. Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi calmly said, fine, we will go and your camels will remain seated here. Hence the camels were made to sit in that place. In the morning, when the camel driver came, he tried to make the camel stand. In the morning, the camel driver arrived. He tried to make the camel stand, but even after trying everything, the camels would just not stand. They became afraid and worried and went to the grand presence of Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi and shamefully begged for forgiveness for their rudeness. The uncrowned king of India, Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, said, "Go, by the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, your camels have stood." When they returned, all the camels were now standing. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Once Sayyidina Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi attended the funeral salah of one of his disciples, his followers. After performing the janazah salah, the funeral prayer, he lowered that disciple into the grave with his own blessed hands. Qutb al-Aqtab, Sayyidina Khwaja Qutbuddin Bakhtiyar Kaki rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that after the burial, almost everybody had left, but Huzur Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi remained sitting by the disciple's grave. Suddenly, he became sad. After some time, he said, "Alhamdulillah, all praise is for Allah Azza wa Jal." And he became happy. On my request, he, Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, said that the angels of punishment came to my disciple, so I became very worried. Meanwhile, my mentor and peer of murshid, Sayyidina Khwaja Uthman Harwani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, came and recommended for him in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and recommended for him in front of the angels that, "O angels, this person is a disciple of my disciple, Mu'inuddin, therefore leave him." The angel said that this disciple was a very great sinner. While this conversation was going on, a voice was heard saying, "O angels, we have pardoned this disciple of Mu'inuddin Chishti for the sake of Uthman Harwani." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, from this incident a lesson is learnt that we should become a disciple of any perfect mentor and spiritual guide, since due to him, the punishment of the grave can be removed. There is an incident in the blessed childhood of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that once he was watering his garden, when the famous Majzoob of that period, Sayyidina Ibrahim Qandusi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, entered the garden. The moment he saw that pious person, immediately he left all his work and ran towards him. He greeted him with salam, kissed his hands, and respectfully made him sit under the shade of a tree. He then presented him with a bunch of grapes with great humbleness and humility. That friend of Allah Azza wa Jal was extremely pleased with the hospitality and respect of this young gardener. He happily took out a piece of khali, oil cake, from his pouch, took a bite, and placed it into the mouth of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. As soon as that piece of khali, that oil cake, went down the throat of Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, the feelings of the heart of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi changed, and the heart became disgusted with the dunya and the world. He then sold everything that he had owned, including a garden which he had inherited, a windmill, at a very minimal cost, and spent all the money and other possessions in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. He took permission from his blessed mother, rahmatullah ta'ala alayha, and left the house at the tender age of just 15 years old. He left towards the path leading to Allah Azza wa Jal in order to pursue religious education, the knowledge of deen. Allah Azza wa Jal bestowed many blessings upon him, and he became the leader of Awliya Allah and the uncrowned king of India. One day, Sayyidina Ghareeb Nawaz, Sheikh Awhaduddin Kirmani, Sayyidina Sheikh Shahabuddin Suhrawardi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhim, were sitting at a certain place when a boy who was carrying a bow and arrow passed by that area. The boy's name was Shamsuddin Altamash. On seeing him, Huzur Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi said This child will become the king of Delhi. And ultimately, this is what happened. After a short period of time, he indeed became the king of Delhi. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, it is possible that shaitan, the devil, might put the deceiving thought in somebody's heart or mind. The knowledge of the unseen is exclusively known to Allah Azza wa Jal. So how did Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali give this news of the unseen? The answer to this is that no doubt Allah Azza wa Jal has the knowledge of the unseen and the seen. His knowledge of the unseen is his own and not bestowed, not given by anybody, and has been there since always. Whereas the knowledge of the unseen of the Prophets alayhi wasalam or the awliya Allah have been given to them by Allah Azza wa Jal and was not always with them. They possess it from that time that Allah Azza wa Jal gave it to them and have as much as they were given. They do not have even the minimum amount of knowledge of the unseen without Allah Azza wa Jal bestowing it to them. It is possible that somebody might receive this deceiving thought that when Allah Azza wa Jal revealed it, then the secret which was hidden did not remain a secret anymore. The answer to this is mentioned further, that the glorious Quran has stated and proven knowledge of the unseen for the Prophets alayhi wasalam. Now the knowledge of how much was given or revealed is known to the giver and the receiver. It is stated about the knowledge of the unseen of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا هُوَ عَلَى الْغَيْبِ بِضَنِينَ Surah Takwir, verse 24. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And this Prophet is not miserly upon the ghaib, the hidden, the unseen. On the basis of this Quranic verse, Tafsir Khazin states, it means that the King of Medina, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, receives the knowledge of the unseen. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam does not hide it from you, but in fact, he teaches it to you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. It is understood from this verse and its commentary that Allah Azza wa Jal's beloved Rasul, the knower of the unseen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that he teaches people the knowledge of the unseen. It is also obvious that the one who knows it is the one who teaches it. It is mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verse 49, regarding the knowledge of the unseen of Nabi Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ Translation from Kanzul Iman. I tell you what you eat and what you store in your houses. Undoubtedly, these miracles is a great sign for you if you are believers. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in the above verse, Sayyidina Nabi Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam very clearly announces that whatever you eat is revealed to me, and whatever you store and keep at your home is also revealed to me. If this is not the knowledge of the unseen, then what is? When the greatness of Nabi Sayyidina Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam is so grand, then what can be said about the greatness of the master of Isa alayhi salam, the wonderful Mustafa, the beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What is it that must have been left hidden from him? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has with his own blessed eyes seen Allah azza wa jal, who is the unseen of all unseen. Allah Azza wa Jal has certainly granted the knowledge of the unseen to the Prophet alayhi wasalam. And surely to reject that the Prophet alayhi wasalam have this knowledge means the refusal to accept the above Quranic verses. The greatness of the Prophet alayhi wasalam is indeed very grand, and due to the bounty of the Prophet alayhi wasalam, even the saints alayhi ridwan can give news of the unseen. Hence, Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Nihalavi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has quoted Huzur Sultanul Awliya, the King of the Awliya Allah, Al-Ghawth Al-A'zam, شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ in الاخبار الاخیار, had the sharia not prohibited me to speak, I would have told you what you eat at home and what was stored there. I know your inside and outside because you are like a glass transparent in front of me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali says in his world famous Mathnawi Sharif, the divine tablet, Lohi Mahfuz, is in front of the eyes of the awliya Allah, which is free from any error. Once the ruler of Ajmer Sharif hanged an innocent person and sent a message to his mother to come and collect the dead body of her son. But this mother, instead of going there, she proceeded weeping to the court of Sarkar Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala ali and requested, "Alas, my support has been snatched away. My house has been ruined. Ya Ghareeb Nawaz, I had only one son who has been hanged by the cruel ruler for committing no crime." After hearing this, Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala ali became enraged. He stood up and said, "Take me to your son's body." When he arrived by the dead body, he pointed towards it and said, "O dead person, if the ruler of the time has hanged you unjustly, then by the order of Allah Azza wa Jal, stand up." Immediately there was some movement in the body and the dead person became alive and stood up. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, let us hope that shaitan does not give the evil suggestion that to give life and death is only in the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. So how can a human being do this? Then the answer to this is, there is no doubt that Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one, that Allah Azza wa Jal is the only one who can do this. But He Azza wa Jal can, by His grand power, give whatever rights and abilities to whomever He wants. Look, giving life to the non-living is the work of Allah Azza wa Jal. And due to the abilities given by Allah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Nabi Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam can also do this. Therefore, it is stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse 49. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أني أخلق لكم من الطين كهيئة الطير فأنفخ فيه فيكون طيرا بإذن الله وأبرئ الأكمه والأبرص وأحيي الموتى بإذن الله. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. For I mold a bird like sculpture from clay for you, and I blow into it, and instantly it becomes a living bird by Allah's command. And I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I revive the dead by Allah's command. It is narrated that once Sultan Aurangzeb Alamgir went to the glorious shrine, Mazar Sharif, of Sultanul Hind, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala ali. Within the boundary there was a blind beggar who was crying out, "Ya Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullah ta'ala ali, restore my sight." He asked this beggar, "Brother, how long has it been since asking for your vision?" He said that, "It has been ages, but my wish is unfulfilled." The Sultan said that, "I shall return in a short time after paying my respects to the holy shrine of Khwaja Sahib rahmatullah ta'ala ali. If your eyes gain their vision, then very well. Otherwise, I will have you killed." After saying this, the king called for the guards to keep an eye on that beggar. The king then went inside to pay his respects at the Mazar Sharif. On the other hand, the beggar started lamenting and began weeping and requesting, "Ya Khwaja, first the request was for my eyesight only, but now it involves my life. If you do not show mercy, I will be killed." When the king returned after paying his respects, the beggar was cured and was now able to see. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The king smiled and said that up until now, you were asking without the concentration of your heart. And now because of the fear of losing your life, you asked from the depths of your heart. Therefore, your wish was fulfilled. Dear Islamic brothers, a question might arise in somebody's mind that we should only seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. And only He is the one who gives. How can it be that someone asks for eyesight from Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali and he grants it? The answer is that, as a matter of fact, Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who gives. If somebody from creation gives anything, he actually receives from Allah Azza wa Jal and then gives it to others. No one can give even a small portion without the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal. If someone asks Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali for vision, and if he gives it by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, then after all, what is the confusion all about? This problem has been solved today by doctors in the medical field. Everyone knows that today through operations, the doctors put the eyes of the dead in a blind person and grants him vision. Similarly, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali cured the blindness of a blind person by the spiritual power bestowed upon him by Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, if someone has this belief that Allah Azza wa Jal has not bestowed any powers to any Prophet alayhi wasalam or Wali to cure someone at all, then such a person is going against the order of the glorious Quran. وَأُبْرِهُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Surah Ali Imran, verse 49, translation from Kanzul Iman. And I heal him who was born blind and the leper, and I revive the dead by Allah's command. Have you seen? Sayyidina Nabi Isa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam is openly announcing that by the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, I can give sight to those who are born blind, I can cure those suffering from leprosy, in fact, I can even give life to the dead. By the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Prophets alayhi wasalam are bestowed with different kinds of powers and abilities, and by the beneficence of the Prophets alayhi wasalam, the saints, the awliya Allah, are also bestowed with similar miracles and marvels. Therefore, they can also cure many things. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability to understand the status of the Anbiya alayhi wasalam, especially our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the status of Sahaba Ikram and Awliya Allah, and make us true lovers of theirs and follow in their footsteps. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم